Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, when we open the door, like we have these past several weeks, talking about the mysteries of life and the mysteries of faith, it seems like we could go on forever. When one really explores the unknown aspects of our lives in this world and the great mysteries of the world to come, the journey is endless. There is really no end to what we do not know. But if there is some sort of trajectory to thinking about where the mysteries of life will lead, it is our Christian hope that they will lead us to join with our Messiah in the resurrection. Belief that our Savior rose from the dead and promises to bring us with him from death into life is pretty much the foundation of why the church exists in the first place. I mean, sure, we believe in a lot of other stuff too. But our faith in the resurrection is foundational to who we are as a community of believers across time, across space, and across traditions. Our beliefs about the resurrection can be confounding and mysterious. But they often become most important to us at moments of surprising clarity. It's not easy to describe the resurrection of our Lord and how it went down. Newton, Sir Isaac Newton, did a pretty good job of explaining gravity and motion with his three basic laws. Einstein changed the world of physics with a mere 2.5-page paper. But most anybody would be hard-pressed to give a thorough explanation of how Jesus was resurrected without saying it was simply miraculous and inexplicable. For it was, indeed, miraculous. How did Jesus go from death into life? I don't know. It's a miracle. God made it happen in some confounding and mysterious way that is beyond our understanding of what is possible in this world. Yet for all the confusion that surrounds the task of understanding how our Lord was resurrected, there are moments in our lives when our need for the resurrection becomes clear as we cling to Christ's promise that we will be included in it. When one hears those few painful words, "You have cancer," and one realizes that the body which gave him or her life will now try to take it away. Belief that life can be shared with us through the resurrection of our Lord's body becomes very important. When we realize how many of our bodies are enslaved to alcohol, opioids, methamphetamines, and other chemical substances on an overwhelming scale, something that we seem almost powerless to counteract, there is clear hope in trusting that the bodies of our friends, family members, and neighbors will not always need these chemicals to feel normal. When age breaks our bones, wears down our organs, makes it hard to get around, and takes our friends or even our spouses, then belief that we will be made new enables us to trust that the future brings more than death and decay. When we suffer, stuck in the despair that our world will never change, there is profound need to believe that the world will be resurrected to be something new, something better. How was Christ resurrected from the dead? I don't know. It is a mystery. A miraculous work of God that defies what we know of life and death. And I don't think that I will ever be able to explain or prove the nature of the resurrection. Maybe, I suppose, when I'm blessed to experience my own body being resurrected to new life, I'll finally be able to come back to midweek Lenten dinners and explain it all. I'm sure that will be my priority if I were resurrected. For now, though, this remains unknown. What I do know is that there are times in life when we need the resurrection to be true, more than anything else. We need our creedal confession to have substance when we say, I believe in the resurrection and the life everlasting. There are moments when it becomes clear, sure, and certain that we do not have hope in the life, that if we do not have hope in the life that only God can give, then we have nothing left. But in these moments, I, for one, have witnessed that the words of God are not hollow, vain, or empty. I have come to the end with many and witnessed a surreal, otherworldly fullness that is mysterious but certain. These have been powerful moments which were nearly indescribable, but renewed my faith by showing me that the end of our life on this earth is not really an end at all, but a beginning, an eternal beginning. May you all be blessed to trust in the mystery of our eternal beginning that awaits us at the end, because miraculously, somehow, the body of our Lord was resurrected from the dead to give eternal beginnings to all. May the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.